I'm Sean Kelly. Sky, the intern, is in, and ladies and gentlemen, she's back.
Yay!
Orlena K.
Bonjour.
J'ai passé des moments formidables en France. Cela change ma vie et j'ai vraiment passé un moment merveilleux. Mais la maison m'est manquée et j'étais heureux de revenir. Je partagerai plus sur mon Instagram si vous voulez suivre.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Juste une note. Je suis maintenant à 20,000 abonnés.
Yeah, can we get a translation, please?
I only speak French now. Je parle français, ne pas anglais.
For those that need translation, Orlena Kane is back this morning.
I said I had the most amazing time in France. It was life-changing.
What the hell's with the voice? Seriously.
What voice? I don't understand.
What's you were there for what, 3 weeks?
I was there for... Deux semaines, oui. Mm-hmm. Oh, would you like me to parler anglais?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Well, you were scheduled to go for like 8 days, but then allegedly your PCR test didn't get back, right, Sky?
In time before
the flight back and just happened to take another week.
Yeah, just happened to take another week in France.
So you must have met a guy there or something. Come on.
I met lots of Frenchmen. No. I don't know. I may have met somebody, some maybe, but that was not the reason.
How did you meet the guy?
I met somebody. He's a, you know, person.
Person of interest.
A person of interest, you know, on the street. How else do you meet people now?
Now, yeah, like, is this accent permanent? Because you were there for like 2 weeks?
No, seriously. Okay, I will speak in anglais, but I am going to relearn French. I tried six years ago. I went back to college at night school and I got my books and I was studying, but it's very difficult. C'est difficile if you don't have anybody to practice with, right? Mm-hmm. So I've called on my French friends because it was amazing. I can only say good things about Paris. Incredible. Like 6-7 hours walking a day. If you follow me, I said in French, if you follow me on Instagram, you will have noticed that I now have reached my goal, which I wanted to by the time I was 50.
Which is what?
20,000 followers.
On where?
On Instagram. Actually, 20,100 now.
Yeah, I need tips because...
You want tips? Do yoga in front of the Eiffel Tower. Swimming in a pool in a bikini. That seems to work.
It does. No, you know what the thing is? Reels are the things that people follow on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's the hugest thing because they're competition for TikTok. But I'm happy to be back. It was bump in the road on Sunday. On the 19th. But as they say, destiny. I ended up in France on my birthday as I had wanted, but did not plan properly. And I had a most amazing dinner at a restaurant where the police came in and checked everybody's pass sanitaire pass.
It's good to have you back. How was the flight back on Saturday?
Perfect. Air Canada, the best. Yeah. Très bien. It was the best. 8-hour flight, good food, in-flight entertainment. Air Canada, they're amazing.
Was the plane packed?
Yes, but I had one of those seats near the front of the...
First class. Well, of course.
Because I had a friend who worked for Air Canada, right? They had a hookup. And then I had a big seat and there was a space between me and this actually really cute guy, but he was much too young for me.
You didn't get chatting with him?
No, I did not. He was too young. He was like in his 20s. Although he was cute. He did wink at me a couple times, only because I was crying most of the time.
Really?
Because you're coming back.
He was like, are you okay? I was like, I'm fine. Going back to Canada. He's like, are you from France? I was like, no. I'm Canadian. But it's good to be back. And Sky, what a great job you did. I must say.
Yeah, she did a really nice job.
And I must say, I'm very proud of you.
Got a couple more weeks with us, right?
Yep.
Here's your little sticky notes that I got this. I left a message for Sky when she said.
Yeah, she saw that, yeah.
You got this, Sky.
No, that was very nice to do that. And you did a great job on our morning show blog.
Thank you. But how did you do with baking coffee, washing the dishes, cleaning up after Sean, making sure he you know, because I came back and there was a lot of cups there. His shirt is wrinkled. clearly, he didn't bring in the ironing board.
You're not back on the show 6 minutes and you're making fun of my wrinkled shirt.
It looked like he was at a frat party last night and he would just like crawled out of bed and just grabbed whatever was on the floor. It's like he's 21 again. Well, he's like, oh, where's my clothes? I got to go to work.
I didn't know that was a part of my job description.
Yeah. How was your weekend, Sky? What did you do?
Dog sat and cat sat. Yeah.
Well, you were saying on Friday you were hating
the outdoor cats.
Yeah, you know, they ran through a screen last week.
Yeah, they ripped a hole in the screen.
And wild.
Obviously, the cats don't like being with you as well, so.
I know. I think it was honestly because I was playing the guitar and, like, singing, so I think I scared them away a little bit.
Where do they live? Where's this house?
It's up by Caniffton.
Oh, okay. So it's out of town. How'd you get out there? You got not your skateboard.
No, how did I get? Oh, she picked me up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my coworker.
Okay. Wild, eh? Those wild cats?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're something else.
The dog was like an angel, but the cats?
Wild cats are different. The ones that go outside and roam around the neighborhood, they have a whole other life.
Yeah, the one tried to bring in a half-dead bird into the house.
Yeah.
And he had like feathers in his mouth. Yeah. And
really?
He was like bleeding.
It was a gift for you. Well, it's like, look what I got for you.
It was so traumatizing.
You have to watch what they bring in then.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a snack for later.
Wow.
Sean does not like cats for that reason.
Yeah, no, we had that conversation.
Oh, fair.
For that reason, because they're wild and unmanageable and they do things
like that. My Aunt Lois, Kelly, who lived on Kelly Street, Berry's Bay, had two Siamese cats. And they scared me.
Those are different, though.
Orlena thought it would be a joke about a year or two ago. There was a cat in here with no fur.
Oh, my Sphinx. God.
One of those?
Sphinx.
I actually want one of those.
I know. They feel the best.
Really?
Oh, no.
I've never pet one, but like I just think they're so ugly that they're cute.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're so ugly that they're cute.
Yeah, not really.
They're scary looking, too.
No, they are. And it's owned by a woman that lives in Tandanega, and she also has one of my other favorite dogs. She has a Frenchie, like a French poodle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're so cute.
Yeah.
And I was out the other day, one day before work last week. It was like 10 after 4. And I'm walking Gizmo. It's about 7 pounds. And there's a corner store, the College Street Variety Store.
Mm-hmm.
So they have, like many convenience stores, they have the propane containers outside in a cage.
Mm-hmm.
So we were kind of walking by the cage, and Gizmo started sniffing around the cage. Uh-oh. And underneath the cage came out a little bird. And the bird flew off, and I freaked out because I thought,
"Yeah, I thought it was like a rat or something."
I thought it was attacking me.
I thought he was going to say a rat.
Oh yeah,
no. But it was like a bird took off, and I
dropped
the dog leash and started running.
Gizmo's standing there.
Oh my!
Like Gizmo's really?
Yeah.
Poor Gizmo. He can't defend himself out there in the
wild.
And
then, of course, the store owner called and said, "There's a woman screaming outside." Police come. They're like, "Where's the woman? Oh, she's there. 6'3".
It's not funny, Sky. Seriously, this kind of behavior is inappropriate.
Yeah,
he's got insubordination.
I thought he conditioned you better over this past 3 weeks.
No.